Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. Today's topic, Mother Russia to Drump with Babushka Love. Let's get right to it, shall we? Two recent developments on the Trump-Russia cabal. One is today's revelation by the New York Times, Thursday, March the 30th, that the GOP House Intel Chairman Devin Nunes was assisted in entering the White House this past week by two White House staff and examining highly confidential documents that allegedly showed Payne Associates had been incidentally monitored within the context of a previously FISA-authorized warrant to monitor foreign nationals and their contacts with U.S. citizens during the course of the 2016 presidential campaign. One such staff member was Ezra Cohen Watnick, former National Security Assistant to the fired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was Trump's first and former National Security Advisor. The other White House staffer was the former staff member to the GOP House Intel Committee chairman himself, Devin Nunes, and that would be Michael Ellis. As Dana Carvey used to say on Saturday Night Live, my, how convenient. Such shenanigans can only be interpreted to show that the White House is desperately trying to throw any shade on the ongoing Senate Intel Committee, Trump-Russia investigation, as well as the House Intel Committees, designed to interject ancillary issues that really have no bearing or significance to the meat congressional investigations. Was there collusion between any members of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and senior Russian operatives to actively and intentionally disseminate extremely unflattering information on Hillary Clinton with the sole and express purpose of aiding the election of Donald Trump to the presidency? Well, as of late, the New York Times has been on a real tear in unearthing damning information on Trump and his administration. And we're only 69 days into his presidency. This new tidbit is more than likely spot on. Take it to the bank. Worse yet, Devin Nunes, the GOP House Intel Chairman, absolutely lied when he stated earlier this week that his unnamed source at the White House was not a White House staffer, but instead an intelligence officer. That is a damn lie. His unnamed source was, in fact, a White House staff, two of them. The other development occurred today with the report that the former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was fired after only 24 days being on the job, he was fired for his admission that he had met with the Russian ambassador over the merits of steep sanctions levied by this country on Mother Russia for Russia's illegitimate and unwarranted incursion into the Ukraine in 2014, Michael Flynn had himself declared that in exchange for legal immunity to testify before the FBI and both congressional intelligence committees, he's more than willing to tell his story, to appear before both congressional intel committees and the FBI to reveal anything pertaining to the ongoing alleged collusions or connections between Mother Russia and the Trump's 2016 campaign personnel. Well, testimony, if immunity is granted, would certainly be riveting. And you'd only seek immunity when you have great fear that you are in great legal jeopardy. As Flynn was heavily involved in the 2016 campaign and an extremely senior campaign aide to Trump and would have been in the center of any alleged Russian-Trump collusion quid pro quo activity. The bottom line is the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, headed by GOP Chairman Senator Richard Burr and ranking Democratic Senator Mark Warner, appears to be the real deal. So, with this in mind, stay tuned, strap it on. The next 6 to 8 months, give or take. On the face of it, when asked how long their investigation would take, both Senator Burr and Senator Warner indicated it would take at least several months, perhaps 7 to 8 months. But unlike Senate Intelligence Committee investigations of the past, this one will be done in public with only sporadic closed-door sessions that deal with super-sensitive information. On the face of it, Trump's whole business empire is predicated and built on massive amounts of Russian underground money, as well as Russian oligarch money fleeing Mother Russia in search of a safe haven. Two of Trump's top money guys, both Ashkenazi Jews from Kazakhstan, Tevfik Arif and Felix Sater, both working out of Trump Tower for Bayrock Group, a real estate venture investment firm, are Trump's conduit to all of this kind of money. There is an enormous amount of money laundering that makes up the Trump Business Consortium, and these two men are the gatekeepers that keep all of funds flowing into Trump's coffers. My money is on Trump being defrocked sometime by Halloween, October 31st of this year. It could happen sooner. His political capital is hurtling downwards. His Gallup poll ratings today are at an historic low, 35%. 35%. Nothing but his most rabid base supporters are supporting him. And with each new Russian revelation, Trump very well may get down to 25% and lower. He's not going to serve a full four-year term as U.S. president. It's just not in the cards. One can read the tea leaves now and see nothing but a president caught in the crosshairs of an extremely damning investigation that will shoot Trump and his presidency right out of the water. And Vice President Mike Pence himself is not off the hook either. He's got as much exposure on this matter as the Trump. The whole White House is headed for the dumpster. The alt-right will soon be the alt-out. Neener, 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 Trumpers. Nobody loves you but your mama, probably shucking and jiving you too. That concludes another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.